Amen. I want to talk today about how to win over self. How to win over self. Self. You know that for some of us, self is our biggest enemy. Self is our biggest enemy. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. Bible study Wednesday night at 7. All right. Have we found it yet? Amen. Amen. The book of St. Luke, chapter 9, verse 23, says, if any man, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. We're going to talk about how to win over self. Well, brothers and sisters, when we look into the book of St. Luke and chapter 9 and looking down here at verse 23, we know that Jesus has sent out the 12 disciples. He told them to go out and preach and teach my word. Go out and rub shoulders with the people. Go out and preach me and teach me so that, you know, that the people would know who I am. If you look at this same passage of scripture in the book of Matthew, I believe, that's when Peter, when Jesus and Peter had the conversation at Caesarea Philippi, where he said, whom do men say that I am? And he went on to say that, you know, they thought that he was Elias. They thought that he was John the Baptist. They thought he was just one of the prophets. Y'all remember this, all you Bible readers? And Jesus and Peter declared that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus went on to tell him that upon this rock I build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is the same story that's going on, but Luke doesn't go into it, amen, I believe the way Matthew did. But we see that the disciples have been sent out. They have fed the 5,000. They've done miraculous work. They've done great works. And during all this time, Jesus is continuing to let them know what's going to happen to him. Amen. That he's going to be killed. He's going to be spit on. He's going to be bruised. He's going to be battered. But he's going to raise again on the third day morning. Amen. Y'all rolling with me this morning? So the question comes, how are we to follow Christ? How are we to follow him? Because we got to deny ourselves. Amen? You know, we got to get out of my thing is and, you know, what mom and them used to do. You got to deny yourself because self going to get you in some crazy stuff. Amen? Are y'all still with me this morning? Now, for us to win over self, but for you and I to win over self, let's break this scripture down. Can we do that? Yeah. Point number one, it comes with a definite decision. There has to be a definite decision in following Christ. In denying self, you got to decide to deny self. How do you deal with it? You make the decision. How many of us struggle with making decisions? Because a lot of us want to go the same way the crowd's going. Because we don't want to look different. Amen. Even if the crowd's going the wrong way. Just because the crowd's going, we want to go right along with them. But it comes from a definite. Look at what the scripture says. If any man come after me. So that means if any man wants to follow me. Does that make sense? Let's look at this. So many people have difficulty deciding which way to go. A lot of people, a lot of Christians in the church have a problem deciding which way to go. They try to hold on to God with one hand. Watch this. They try to hold on to God with one hand and Satan with the other. And you're stuck in the middle. Being pulled to and fro. Not really having any stability. So self Y'all know self is something else, because self, y'all know self is that guy that's stuck in the middle. Isn't he? Sometimes I do right. Sometimes I do wrong. Most of the time I do wrong. Satan begins to win that tug of war. But it comes with a definite decision. Choose. Uh-oh. This day, whom you will serve. Oh. So we you know what, my brothers and sisters? We follow Christ by choice. We follow Christ by choice. Did anybody choose to get up and come to church this morning? Or did some force pick you up out of the bed and drag you all the way down 271 to church? Some of y'all might have drugged you. I almost had to drag Candy out of the bed this morning. Get up. What did Joshua declare in Joshua 24:15? You know what he said? He said, As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It came with a choice. My brothers and sisters, some of us are going to have to make that decision today, a definite decision. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Sister Rita, I like the fact that you got Dre up and said, come on, we're going to church this morning. For me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. I'm glad mom and daddy drugged me to church when I was young and didn't know any better, because when I got older, it wasn't no thing. That was just part of the routine. Amen? But it comes from a definite decision. Have you made that decision in your life that you're going to follow Christ? For Christ I live, for Christ I die. If somebody comes in here with a machine gun and say, do you believe in Christ? Yes or no? Because if you say the wrong thing, I'm going to blow your head off. Are you following him like that? It could very well happen. Y'all all got the email or seen that, received that text about the guys that come into the church with the machine guns. And those of you who believe in Christ, stay. Those of you who don't, get out of here. And the people that stay, they said, now we got the real Christians in here. Let's have some church. Y'all have, you never heard that one? Coming up with machine guns, say, look, if you believe in Christ, let's, you know, but if you, you know, get out of here. Well, they ran, some of them ran. So we must be firm in our decision for Christ, leaving no bridge unburned which would facilitate turning back. Okay, what does that mean, Pastor? A lot of us kind of made the decision to follow Christ. We'll follow Christ until he calls. We'll follow Christ until she calls. We'll follow Christ till they make me mad. But it has to be a decision, my brothers and my sisters. I'm trying to help y'all this morning. I hope y'all getting this. We got to make that decision. You know, when those friends, and we talked about this last week, and we blamed it on Satan last week, but I'm talking about self this week. You know that relative that you don't need to be hanging around? They're just going to pull you down? You know you're trying to stop drinking beer, and they drink a case every day. Self. And self will lead you right. Well, you know, one ain't going to hurt. You can't just drink one. And you can't drink it without acting a fool anyway. It's not what goes in a man that defiles him, but what comes out. The word tells the pastor to be sober. I can't do it. But, you know, y'all can, as long as you do it right. Uh-oh. Never told you you couldn't. But if you can't handle it, don't do it, Tony. If you out doing donuts on the square, making on with your Orange Chapel t-shirt on, music. No, don't do us like that. You got to make a decision. Let me tell you how awesome God is. And I'm going to get done today. When I was in college, and I probably told y'all this story before, my friends and I, we would drive out of Plainview, headed home. And Wichita Falls was our halfway point. So some of the guys would go to Dallas, and I would come on down to the country. I'd come on down to Roxton. But we would split up right there. There'd be about three cars of us because we had a lot of guys that didn't, you know, that had, some of us had, you know, some of them. I had a girl. Candy was in Dallas, so I'd go to Dallas and see her, whatever. But about an hour out of Plainview is a liquor store, Steve. Well, we would always stop at this liquor store and get a little help for the rest of the trip. God was watching over fools too, y'all. So let me tell you, God watches over fools. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just keeping it real. I'm telling you, this is my story. But we used to have, at my college, I went to Wayland Baptist University, and in my school, on Wednesdays, you had to go to chapel. You had to go, and if you didn't go to chapel, if you missed more than two chapels, they would call you. You'd have to go talk to the dean. And if you missed three chapels, they would kick your butt out of school. Thank God for going to college where I went to college. Even though we were wild, we still got, we got the word. They made us. They put it in us. So one Wednesday, me and my homeboy, me and Vic Glenn from New Iberia, Louisiana, a couple of more, Trey, a few of us, they were calling us out. They said, you know, if you want to give your life to Christ, we had to give it our life. We're going to rededicate. We're going to get it right. So we go up for prayer, you know, and it's so awesome. Everybody was hugging us. I mean, we thought we were the big man on campus because we played basketball. But really, after we went up at chapel in front of 3,000 people, they were like, wow, these guys are on it. The decision. Let me show you how God works. We got ready to leave that Friday evening to go to Dallas to see our girls. A couple of guys in the parking lot had a six-pack. Hey, fellas, y'all finna hit the road? Yeah, man, we finna roll out. I said, hey, man, we got a few left, man. Y'all want them for the trip? Tammy, you know what we said? I didn't say nothing. Paul was driving. Glenn was a big dude, about 6'8". He used to just do it. We call him Debo because he would just make you, like, take him to the store. And he didn't have a car. So Glenn took the six pack, and I said, man, Glenn, man, don't take that beer, man. You know we said, we promised God we wasn't going to drink no more. Hey, shut up, boy. Hey, boy, I do what I want, boy. I said, man, I ain't drinking with you. I'm just telling you now. Oh, yeah, you might drink. No, I ain't going to drink, Glenn. I don't want to fight you, man, but I ain't going to drink. So we get down the road. We ride a little bit. And Glenn popped. Psh. Hey, man. There's something wrong with this beer. Y'all, man, taste it. No, man. We promised God we wasn't going to do this. We drive along. He threw it out the window. Hey, man, give me one of them beers, man. He popped another one. Man, something ain't right with this beer, man. I said, man, we told God that we wasn't going to drink no more. And y'all, by the time we got to Wichita Falls, he tried to drink about three of them. Hey, man, stop. Pull over, man. My stomach tore up, man. Stop. Pull over. When you make a decision to follow God, amen, you got to stick with your decision. Because if you don't, you're going to have to pay the consequences. It's a definite decision, my brothers and sisters. And we laughed. I mean, we laughed so hard. Man, I'm just sick, man. Then we get to Wichita. We had three left. Man, throw them away, man. Throw them beers away. Dude, we could have left them back in Plainview and wouldn't have had to make out 20 stops because your stomach tore up. Can I say it? Brother Reese, can I say it? That's why some of y'all stomachs tore up right now. God Almighty. Y'all show up for this stuff. It comes from a definite decision. Uh-oh. Next thing, and I probably covered that already, is daring discipline. Because it said, let him deny himself. See, Glenn didn't want to deny himself. Because Seth liked the taste of that old. He said, man, the Lord done took the taste of beer out of my mouth. He was mad for a while, but he finally got over it. I ain't got the taste no more. Man, it don't even taste right. But you know what? God is taking the taste out of your mouth for some of the stuff you trying to drink, but you still drinking it. Some of that mess you putting up with, God done delivered you from it, but you just keep on. Woo! But we can go home on that right there. Woo! Ain't you glad you came this morning? Many people, my brothers and sisters, are self-indulgent. They fail to practice self-denial and restraint. Something that look good ain't good. I told y'all a little story about that Wednesday night, but Candace here, I can't retell that one. What we have to do, my brothers and sisters, is set rules. Set rules and limits for ourselves. Ooh, have you set any rules and limits lately? I'm not going to do this. We set a rule and a limit in front of the whole college that we weren't going to drink no more. And we tried to go back on it. And the Lord said, no, but self. Because it was cool. It was cool to just be leaning. John, it was cool to walk around campus with a little vodka in your pocket. You can't smell that. You said, John said, mm-mm. You know from experience, Johnny? But we win by staying as far from Satan's territory as possible. James 1 and 12 says, blessed is the man that endureth what? Temptation. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. You ever been tempted? But and you passed, and you remember how good you felt because you walked away? That's a great feeling. What a feeling. The other thing, and we talked about this on last week, daily devotion. This is point number three, daily devotion. So we go from definite decision, daring, discipline, and also daily devotion. What does it say? And take up his cross daily. Did y'all see that? Take up his cross when? My brothers and sisters, we do not live a crossless Christianity. It gets tough sometimes, doesn't it? It gets hard sometimes. But many people, my brothers and sisters, many people are devoted to self-interest. Somebody didn't come to church this morning because they had something better going on, they thought. Lord, just bless me with a new car. I got to clean my ride up. It's nice outside. Okay. Did they fail to win over self because they neglect God? You know what? They neglect God and others. You know, selfish people. All they think about is themselves. All they think about is another guitar. I need $20, brother. But just because you like playing. And then you try to hide behind, I'm playing for the Lord. But you can't help a brother out. I put you on the spot, didn't I? He thinking about that person he could have helped, but he's, I ain't got it. We should be diligent in our devotion to God. But you know, what does Matthew 6 and 33 say? But seek ye what? Oh, come on with it. Of heaven and what? His righteousness. And all what? All these things shall be added unto you. So guess what? Jesus was telling the disciples, look, fellas, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about all of this stuff, but seek first the kingdom of heaven. Guess what? And then money, possessions, food, all of that stuff are going to be added to you. It's going to follow. You follow God's righteousness and doing what? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. How do we seek ye first the kingdom of heaven? Do what the Lord says do. Simple. But how do you know what the Lord says do if you never read the letter? Because half the stuff I preach is stuff I struggle with. So I'm helping myself while I'm talking. I just hope I'm helping you. Because it's all Father filtered. And it hits me upside my head before I slap you with it. The word rolls downhill. Amen? But faithful, here we go. Faithful church attendance. I'm going to get on some of y'all. Daily prayer and Bible study reading. And reading the Bible plus sharing Christ with others. These things bring victory over self. Amen? Because when you're in this word, you're not going to be selfish. Truly in this word. Some of us try to read it and try to flip it to make it fit our situation. But it is what it is. Amen? Am I helping anybody this morning? Am I helping anybody this morning? And take up his cross. Then finally, my brothers and sisters, if we look at the final part, and he says, and follow me. Did y'all see that? And follow me. And this is a dauntless determination. A dauntless determination, my brothers and sisters. He says, and follow me. Many fail in their quest for victory over self. They lack courage. Look at this. They lack courage to reject the wrong and take their stand for right. Some of us won't stand up to wrong. Well, we try to find a gray area. We want to live in the gray area. And I do believe in grace and mercy. And I think I'm going to see all y'all in heaven. Hope to see you there. But we talk about and we strive for being what? A-plus Christians. We want to get it all right. And if we shoot for the moon and we miss, we still going to be among the stars. Amen? I want us shooting for the moon, my brothers and sisters. So I'm really not going to sugarcoat this word, even though I'm not perfect. You think I got this all figured out? No, because I'm still here on earth. Amen? So don't be looking around. Don't look around. They this. They no, you too. We all messed up. You know, people that go to church, people that that struggle with sin. Every last one of y'all in here struggle with sin. Us. You too, Sister Brown. You too, Sister Roberta. Amen. Visitors, y'all too. I'm just letting you know who you are there. You're a sinner, but you're saved by grace. Ain't God good? And blessings come along with being obedient to the word. Oh, let me close this thing out. We must develop a bulldog tenacity, my brothers and sisters. Y'all know bulldogs. How many of y'all scared of bulldogs? That's a pit. Is that a pit? Is that a pit? That's a pit. That's a. Oh, I got to tell y'all this. Ainsley came to me the other day, and she said, "Daddy, why does everybody call Mimi a pet bull? She's not a bull, she's a dog." I mean, a pet bull. She's a pit bull. I just thought that was funny. But we must, my brothers and sisters, develop a bulldog tenacity, a never give up, a do or die attitude. Determination with God's help brings victory over the greatest battle of all, which is the battle against self. You know who doesn't want to come to church in the morning? Self. It's not Satan. When you hit snooze, the devil made me hit snooze. No, it didn't. You chose not to get up and get to service. You chose not to come on Wednesday night. You chose not to come to Sunday school. I'm going to close this thing out. I was going to hoop and holler today, but I'm not going to do that. Maybe next week. Philippians 4:13 says what? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. My brothers and sisters, you can win the battle over self because the word says you can do all things through Christ. Now, that's where... Did y'all hear that? I can do all things through Orange Chapel that pays me. I can do all things through Ray and Janice because they my mama and daddy. I can do all things because I have money. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Ain't God all right? If any man will come after me, if any of you are planning to follow Jesus or want to continue to follow Jesus, let him or her deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. A lot of our problems, my brothers and sisters, are we letting self get in the way. There was a young man that struggled at bedtime. He was scared, Tony. Go play some music. Y'all play some music. Play something pretty. Play Floodgates. Open the Floodgates of Heaven. But this young man, little boy, struggled every night when it was time for bed. Mama, I'm scared. I don't want to go in the room by myself. I'm afraid. The boogeyman gonna come out of the closet. I don't want to go in there. So what mom did, she said, baby, and they were regular attendants of church and children's church and all that good stuff. She said, listen, baby, Jesus is always watching you. He's always watching you. So what she did was she bought a picture of, you know, Jesus. What we think, you know, Jesus. I don't think he blonde hair with blue eyes. Just based on where they live, just based on the region, I don't think that. And I don't think, you know, I don't know what he looked like. But there's a picture. Amen. There's a picture that she placed on the wall of his bed, near the foot of his bed. And every night when he would lay in the bed, he could see. Actually, it was at the head of his bed. But every night when he would lay down, he could see the reflection of Jesus in his mirror. So the mirror was at the foot. The picture was at the head. And as he would lay in his bed and he would say his prayers, he'd always focus on Jesus. But every once in a while, he something would happen. He'd get a little afraid, have a dream, and he'd raise up. And when he raised up, all he could see was himself. And then he would get afraid because he couldn't see Jesus anymore. He'd yell out to his mom and, Mama, come, help. When she'd get in the room and he'd be sitting straight up in the bed. He said, Mama, you said that as long as I could see him, everything would be all right. She said, baby, just lay down. Next night, same thing. Had a nightmare. Jumps up, looks in the mirror, but he's up and all he can see is himself. Mama, you told me that as long as I focused on Jesus, then everything would be all right. But I'm looking in the mirror and all I see is myself. Next night, same thing. Jumps up. He didn't call out, but then he began to, as he was laying there, he sat up, then he laid back down. And every time he lay down, he could see Jesus. But every time he get in the way, then he leave. He said, wait a minute. Every time I get in the way, every time I focus on myself, every time I focus on me, I lose sight of Christ. My brothers and sisters, it's time to stop being selfish. It's time to stop looking at yourself, but focus on Christ. He said, we'll lay down in green pastures. Woo! That's what the word says. He'll lead us beside the sea, but we'll lay down. My brothers and sisters, it's time for you and I to rest. And let's focus on Christ. Because it's only we gotta deny ourselves and focus on Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Hallelujah. Open up. Let it rain. Let it rain. Hallelujah. It's time for us to focus on Christ. Stop being selfish. Stop blaming Satan, but get self out of the way. Anybody vow to get self out of the way today? I got to get self out of the way, because self has gotten me into more mess than anything that I know. Thank you, Lord. I know he'll do it. How many of y'all know that he'll do it? If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as